Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm the greatest.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
LeBron! Behind the head!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rolling the dice and hitting the jackpot of saying farewell to LeBron by hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy and having a parade downtown here in Los Angeles is exactly what the Lakers are all about.
Today's guest, senior writer for The Athletic Pittsburgh, Ed Bouchette. Writer at the Fire Pit Collective, Alan Shipnoff. CBS Sports college basketball analyst, Seth Davis. Writer and producer, Michael Schur. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Thus, me being here. Good to see you. Good to see everybody here on NBC Sports on Peacock. Good to have you listening to us, whether it's on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network coast to coast or coast to coast on our Odyssey stream or Sirius XM Channel 85. We say hello to you. We say hello to anybody who's listening to us whenever the heck they darn please, because it's your right when you download a podcast on the Cumulus Podcast Network. By listening to The Rich Eisen Show, where all podcasts are acquired. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, what it do, baby?
DJ Mikey D.
Hey, Rich.
Are you here for all 3 hours today?
Yes, I actually had a fun game last night. Okay. I had Villanova UConn.
Okay.
And that game.
Not sure
was,
what that has to do with us, but.
Amazing. Yeah. I just want to let you know.
There you go.
That's why I left the last hour. I just want to let people know.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I caught the end of it. It sounded great. Actually, I didn't. None of that's true. I didn't catch any of it.
I was happy for a second. Now I'm sad.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
Well, you said it's the Rich Eisen Show because you're here, but even on the days you're not here, we're still,
still
the Rich Eisen Show.
Very good. Yeah. And I'll be out of the chair for a few days next week because I'll be at the NFL Scouting Combine.
Yeah, and I don't think her name's going to change. So.
No, and the show will go on. The show goes on, everybody. The Scouting Combine next week means certainly at this time. I guess what would you call this? Are we? There's a couple sports turkey holes, right? Every year, right around the baseball All-Star break, which could be, by the way, completely permanent this year.
Okay. I see what you did there.
and then there's kind of right now, you know, right now. Nice. Where the NBA, we haven't seen an NBA game played that counts in the standings since last Thursday. Yeah. And, you know, tonight's the final night of their All-Star break.
Yeah.
And baseball, as I mentioned, we've got them negotiating, the players and the owners negotiating. I told you I wouldn't fill your time with any of this until it gets close, and it's not close. I've been through all this. The fact that baseball's owners have now, for I think a third time, said we want federal arbitration help, and the players are like, no, why do we need to talk to somebody when we could talk directly to you?
Yeah,
we're in that point in time of like, well, things are going in a direction. Certainly, we appreciate that proposal too. Well, that's a step back. We're in step back mode days, and it's just like, at what time do you all have in your mind where it strikes midnight? Because we'll get to that. So I'd love to get to that fast, but it doesn't seem like we're there.
February 28th is the deadline where the season can still start on time.
Okay.
In theory.
There we go. So that's next Tuesday.
We'll see.
So that's where we are with baseball. College basketball hits tonight quite a bit, certainly with my alma mater putting Phil Martelli, the longtime St. Joe's coach, out there. As it's game one of the 5-game rest of the regular season suspension for Juwan Howard, my basketball coach at the University of Michigan. And they take on Rutgers tonight. There you go, DJ Mikey D.
Nice.
Rutgers with a big game tonight. So that's something that I think a lot of people will be paying attention to. Seth Davis of CBS and Turner Sports, because he appears on that during the NCAA tournament. He will be joining us top of hour number 3 to talk about all of it. So while we're here at this point in time, you know what's heating up? I'll tell you what's heating up. quarterback carousel's beginning to heat up. Because wherever these people are right now, they're talking. And they're thinking, like, what's the move going to be? Next week at the Combine is when all of the decision makers will be in front of a microphone talking about exactly what they don't want to be talking about. Because there's so many moves that need to be made under the radar until somebody declares, and that somebody's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers declares that he's gone from Green Bay. Look out. Look out. If Aaron Rodgers says he's staying in Green Bay, well, then there's a lot of plan Bs being taken out of drawers across NFL front offices.
So the red sweater is plan B.
That is Ken Bone from back in the day. Bone. Ken Bone, I don't think he's a starting quarterback.
No.
The Ken Wishbone offense. So, thanks, Mike. I wasn't planning on getting Ken Bone thrown at me.
Sorry.
But at any rate, long story short is there's a lot afoot behind the scenes right now. And I try to make you smarter, and I try to make you understand what may be coming. And last week, I threw out for you four different categories for teams, or in the, well, five, I guess, in the quarterback carousel. No way, they don't need one. They're sticking and holding and hoping for their plan. They might be in the market. And then there's the Green Bay Packers, because they're the linchpin of everything. And then the other category is absolutely, are these teams in the quarterback market? Absolutely. And I identified six teams, okay? Six teams. The Washington Commanders have confirmed it. They are going deep,
yeah,
and they're taking a big swing. And Ron Rivera was here on the show on the Friday Super Bowl week and basically said, we don't know if the guy who's our starter in 2022 is currently on the roster. The Denver Broncos absolutely are going to be in the market. That's the first team that's paying attention to what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. The Carolina Panthers have got Sam Darnold, and, you know, there's Cam Newton still technically on their radar screen.
Technically.
I don't know, even though Sam is under contract. You got the Saints as well. Jameis is a free agent. I think they're going to be making a big swing. And then there's two other ones that I identified. The Pittsburgh Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger, and now Tampa Bay without Tom Brady. And now it's time for the horses to either be run or held.
Old
Rick Stroud, who we love here on this program, covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. He put out this gem yesterday. Are you sitting down is the headline. Blaine Gabbert may be the quarterback the Bucs need. The 32-year-old veteran knows Bruce Arians' system, has size and pedigree, and taught Tom Brady the offense. He is behind door number one. Guy hasn't started a game since 2018. But that doesn't mean the Bucs won't consider him as their number one quarterback come the fall. And I'm reading headlines and I'm reading captions of photographs, which reporters despise because they don't write those. But that's essentially the gist of everything, is that right now, this is the right now. This is what you hear from right now. And this is what he hears from the Buccaneers. Right now, he's our number one quarterback. If Tom Brady says, I want to come back and play, guess who's not the number one quarterback? That guy. If Aaron Rodgers makes himself available and says, I want to go to Tampa, and he wants to force a trade there, and Green Bay and him start knocking heads, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just sit back and just say, you figure it out. We're going with Blaine Gabbert. Or guess what? You all figure it out. We're going with Blaine Gabbert. You know who's I don't think is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2022? Blaine Gabbert.
With all due respect.
I have nothing but respect. Blaine Gabbert, could he be the, how do we want to put it? Could he be, you can't even put him in the category of Matthew Stafford having been around forever because he doesn't have the 50,000 yard.
No.
Well, I'm just trying to come up with a, hey, he's got a new spot, a new place. And
He
has been around forever.
That's about all you can say.
But he doesn't have anything on the resume. Okay.
So 13 and 35.
Like
lifetime.
Who's kind of, would be Brad Johnson? You know what I'm saying? Like, could he be
Dilfer?
Rich Johnson? Gannon?
Well, Gannon was MVP.
What I'm saying is to become
career.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
To become that.
Huh. That's a good.
There's really
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's interesting.
And it would be a tough sell to the fan base. Hey, TB12 is gone. First one out of the box.
Well, you could sell the next Brad Johnson to Bucks fans, right? You could, that's the one place you could sell someone.
Who's the next Dexter Johnson?
By the way, Blaine Gabbert has 50 career touchdowns. Brady had 50 last year.
In playoffs and in regular season combined.
Yeah.
I will say this. About 6 years ago, Blaine Gabbert to Cecil Shorts, and I only remember this because I tweeted it, I once said this is the new Stafford to Johnson. So those two had a decent season in like 13 or 14. So.
But this is the language you're going to hear from decision makers. It's right now. We're dealing with the right now, right? Because you can't talk about anybody else, even though you're talking about all those people indoors. You can't talk about them outdoors because that's tampering. New league year hasn't begun yet. Who the hell knows who's going to come up in the draft? Nobody knows. Nobody knows who's going to come up on your radar screen for the draft. So you're going to be talking about the right now stuff because that's all we can talk about is the right now. And right now, the guy on the roster who would be starting a game if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a game Sunday, it's Blaine Gabbert. Okay? You got one of the guys who helped Brady out of the boat and into a courtesy car to go sleep off something. And then you've got the Steelers, whose outgoing general manager in Kevin Colbert actually held a press conference on Monday. And he's talking about Mason Rudolph's record, saying that if we started a season today, Mason would be our starter. He's 5-4-1 as a starter. We're excited to see what's next for Mason. Says Kevin Colbert, who, by the way, in the same press conference, talked about how they were 9-7-1, and that's not good enough. Well, it's better than 5-4-1. And I'm sure Steeler fans are sitting here thinking, oh, my God, is this guy going to really leave his seat and leave his position? Is he going to say farewell to Steelers Nation after serving it meritoriously? For as long as Kevin Colbert has, is he really going to leave the Steelers in a situation where Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback in 2022 and talking up his 5-4-1 record as a starter, as a backup, and they're excited to see what happens with him at full control of this offense with every snap? Is that entirely possible?
Rudolph at full control?
Is that entirely possible? For Pittsburgh. Right now, I think Steelers fans are freaking out over that notion. Big time. Because you're in a division with Lamar. You're in a division with Burrow. You're in a division with Baker. And I know Baker had a dreadful step back season. But Baker Mayfield, Steeler fans would take Mayfield over Rudolph right now. 10 times out of 10. I think we've seen enough of Mason Rudolph. You've seen enough of Mason Rudolph to know this isn't the guy that the Steelers can send into battle with Lamar Jackson twice a year and think that they have a chance at winning the division. I'm only shooting you straight, folks.
Pew, pew.
And that's why everybody there in Pittsburgh, I know my friends are sitting there thinking, what about Rodgers? They were thinking, but what about Rodgers during the regular season when Rodgers and him, Tomlin, shared a little wave,
making eyes,
little head nod. They're sitting there thinking, why not Russell Wilson? They're sitting there thinking, why not Kyler Murray? If Kyler is not happy in Arizona, does he want to come?
Let me tell you where he wouldn't be happy then.
Where?
Pittsburgh.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like,
why not?
I feel like Pittsburgh fans, I don't know. Kyler Murray pulls this like diva type stuff there. Like, Pittsburgh fans ain't having
No, I would agree with you, but the diva stuff that he pulls in Arizona is just removing his Instagram account of photographs of his team. And then the bad body language that's now been thrown in his way, unnamed through a Chris Mortensen tweet.
So magnify that by a billion by Steelers.
What about him in a two-man game at the mesh point with Najee Harris?
Ooh, okay.
Okay. What about that two-man mesh point game with him and Najee Harris, and he's now keeping it on the edge and looking for Deontay Johnson.
Okay.
Okay. What about this now leading to Kyler Murray running it in the end zone? What about, and I think there are some Steeler fans who have a little bit of nostalgia for Slash, right?
Yeah, probably a few.
It was, you know, it didn't give you the Big Ben years, years.
It was a movement.
But it was a movement for a while, you know. He was next on the ESPN, the magazine cover. The inaugural issue with Kobe, Lindros, and A-Rod. It was Cordell. I don't know, brother. I'm sitting there thinking Steeler fans are wondering who's next. Not these guys, but what you're hearing now is the for now conversation, because they can't say anybody else and they can't tip their hand, because if the hands don't go their way, these are your options. You got to go with the guys that you currently have right now. And if nothing materializes, Rodgers stays and, you know, Russ stays and Kyler stays, and Jimmy G goes elsewhere, because he's going elsewhere.
Yeah.
These are your guys, unless you draft somebody. And I don't know who's available in the draft that's going to make somebody there who's a head coach trying to win games in the NFL.
Now,
right, to go with the rookie over these vets. So heads up, fan bases in Tampa and Pittsburgh. This could be coming. But I think big swings are coming too. Ed Bouchette, who's been covering this team forever and a day in Pittsburgh, he's joining us. I can't wait to talk about all of this with him. And also, Brian Flores is now on the staff there, as you know. He was on Real Sports last night. Another bashing of the heads and then accusations thrown and then denied between Flores and the Dolphins, where he said that the Dolphins try to make him sign a non-disclosure agreement before getting fired. And he said no, even though it cost him millions in saying no, because he wanted to talk about everything before going. And an NDA being tossed in the direction of a head coach being fired is something I haven't heard too much about, and certainly is something that would lend credence to the idea of an owner who doesn't want a coach talking about $100,000 per loss offer that was thrown in his first of the 3 years he was with the team. And then the Dolphins come out and say, yeah, that didn't happen. That's false and defamatory. Hearing those words again, that's a lawyer saying, be careful, because we have a lot of lawyers on staff and I've got billions to spend on it. Be careful, false and defamatory. And then Flores's lawyers put out on Twitter and Instagram the actual document. And now this is what the Steelers have on their staff, and Flores is on Real Sports still doing his, you know, public appearances about all this, which is absolutely his right. And this is what the Steelers have now brought on. And as I said yesterday, good for them. Good for them, because the Rooney Rule was named after Mr. Rooney. May he rest in peace. And Flores said Mike Tomlin, he reached out to Tomlin last week to get some advice on what next steps to do. And I guess the steps led to Tomlin saying, how about your next step joining our staff? And then the next day, next night, he accepted an offer to be a senior defensive assistant and linebackers coach. And I tell you, Devin Bush is going to get coached up. He's going to get coached up. But this is now all on the plate of the Steelers. And I would love to have that GoPro, man. I'd love to have that GoPro. Put it on like the lapel, right? Or if you could put a camera on the lapel of Art Rooney when he sees Stephen Ross at the next owners meeting. Because this is just getting uglier. And the accusations of, he gave me $100,000. He offered me six figures to lose games per game. And then at the end, oh, by the way, he asked me to sign a non-disclosure agreement that cost me millions for not signing. And the Dolphins saying, none of that's true. Wow. So that's what's going on in Pittsburgh. Ed Bouchette is coming up next. Oh, yeah, Phil Mickelson stepped away from golf yesterday. And the quote that led to the firestorm that led to Phil stepping away from golf, talking about how terrible the Saudis are, but he's willing to go into business with them because he wants to strong-arm the PGA Tour. The writer who Phil, in his statement, said took that off the record and out of context, Alan Shipnuck, is going to be joining us at the top of hour two. Also on this program, Seth Davis to talk about college basketball and the author of this book, How to Be Perfect, the fantastically funny and talented and the fertile mind of Michael Schur, who Michael Schur is the co-creator or creator of the following programs. Parks and Recreation, The Good Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, just to name you a few. And he wrote for Saturday Night Live and The Office back in the day. And this man is funny, and he's got great stories. And he's a diehard Masshole sports fan, Christopher. You're gonna get some good help here. And he also loves the University of Michigan. So there's so much to talk about here on this program.
It's gonna be a love fest in here.
Well, it's gonna be lots of fun and funny conversation. In hour three, he's joining us in studio. So let's take a break and be back with Ed Bouchette in just a matter of moments here on The Rich Eisen Show. Before we bolt, Callaway Chrome Soft, the family of golf balls. Tee one up and let it fly and watch it go and watch it spin, and you can shape it. And you can understand how forgiving it can possibly be because there's a golf ball and the Chrome Soft family for you. I use the regular Chrome Soft designed for the widest range of golfers who want that better feel, more distance, incredible forgiveness. If you're looking for more workability, there's the Chrome Soft X. Excellent spin consistency and tour level short game control with that pellet. Chrome Soft XLS gives you a lower spin golf ball and longer shots, firmer feel, but still with high spin around the greens. When you add it all up, it's really simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best, and it's better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. We're back with Ed Bouchette of The Athletic in Pittsburgh, the Steelers insider, coming up next. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. We all know quality sleep is essential. I'm just not myself when I don't get a good night's sleep. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. For instance, my side of the bed, my Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's side of the bed, her Sleep Number setting is 70. Two different numbers, same bed, but we get the same great sleep. So make sure you get your Sleep Number bed right now, because you will absolutely love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you can save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. That's right, $800. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Check it out. Sleep Number. You won't regret it. Well, all right, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show, back here on our terrestrial radio outfit. Definitely wanted to talk to this man because I got the Steelers on the brain. They're going to be a fascinating team over the next several weeks, certainly in the final throes of the Kevin Colbert administration of shopping for the groceries for Mike Tomlin and the Rooney family, and from the a man who's been covering this team forever and a day, now from The Athletic, covering the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ed Bouchette, back on the program. How you doing, Ed?
I'm great, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks for taking the call. So what do you make of Kevin Colbert talking up Mason Rudolph's 5-4-1 record and how that's as a backup and looking forward to seeing what's next for him? What did you make of that, Ed?
Not a whole lot, Rich. I mean, he's the only quarterback they have under contract right now. And in Kevin's words, if we started the season right now, he'd be our quarterback. Well, he'd be their only quarterback. That doesn't mean he won't be. You know, they have Dwayne Haskins they're going to tender as a restricted free agent, and then they'll have a couple others. Where those others come from is the big question, you know, whether it's going to be a veteran in free agency, maybe some kind of small trade for a veteran and or a draft pick. Those are the looming questions.
What about the idea of the big swing, the big swing? In case Rodgers does want out of Green Bay, in case there is some smoke in Seattle, who knows about Kyler Murray's Instagram page? I mean, what about the big swing going out the door for Kevin Colbert? What about that one?
No, I'm pretty emphatic on that. I mean, it doesn't mean it won't happen, but I don't see it. They have more needs than that, Rich. Aaron Rodgers coming in here is not going to make them a Super Bowl contender, and that's what they always want to be. They're not going to be one either way this year. They have too many other things. They don't have an offensive line, not a very good one right now. Their defense, there's a lot of questions involved there. They have some really good top-notch guys, but not enough of them. And even at wide receiver, they're not very good, so a lot of holes, and filling it with a great quarterback, an aging quarterback, and I hate to use aging with Aaron, but that's what he is not going to help them.
What about Deshaun Watson? What do you think that possibility there might be?
They're not going to touch him, Rich. They wouldn't touch him if he was a free agent and came free.
Even if he has settled everything?
Well, settling it and whether it was true or not are two different things, right? I just don't see that happening. I mean, we shouldn't even be talking about it because there's no chance.
that's how much of a no chance it would be. Wow. So what did you then make of Tomlin talking about at some point, I forget when it was, I think it might have been his press conference heading out of the season after the loss in Kansas City, about mobility at quarterback and the value of that. What about that?
There's different kinds of mobilities, Rich. There's Lamar Jackson mobility, and there is Ben Roethlisberger mobility. You wouldn't call Ben a running quarterback, but he certainly could move around in his prime, take off once in a while when necessary, but he was more able to elude pass rushers, and I think that's more what Mike Tomlin meant. Is something along those lines rather than, you know, just getting this quarterback who's going to run for 800 yards for you every year.
Ed Bouchette of The Athletic Pittsburgh here on the Rich Eisen Show. What about the draft? What are you hearing about a quarterback in the draft? The kid from Liberty appears every now and then on a mock draft for the Steelers to take. Do you think that's entirely possible, Ed Bouchette?
I would say anything's possible, but I don't see them drafting that guy in the first round. I think if Kenny Pickett were available to them, they draft at number 20, that might be a case. But other than that, I don't see them going in the first round for a quarterback. And I think they'll either muddle along this year with Mason Rudolph and or Haskins and or someone else as a veteran, and then getting a quarterback next year, or I don't think they're going to get Kenny Pickett. That's the guy I think they would want.
So there's no sense at all of trying to make a big splash, a flashy play at quarterback. I know that that is against type, if you will, but, you know, after having Roethlisberger for as long as they had him and just going and because this division, Ed, I don't need to remind you, but, you know, I'll just throw it out. I mean, there's Lamar twice a year and Burrow. You see what Burrow has turned into. I mean, and depending on how Baker shakes out in his fifth year in Cleveland, the Steelers could easily be dead last on the quarterback race within this division in 2022. And I don't know how that would sit with Steeler fans. You obviously would know better. So I'll just throw that out at you without a question for a response.
Yeah, but one, like I said, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to change things. I mean, they may have a great quarterback, but it's not going to change their standing in the division, I don't think. Plus, what do you have to give up to get him? He's not a free agent. You know, they do have a lot of salary, more salary cap room than they're used to, but they need to use that in their offensive line, their defensive line, their inside linebackers, their secondary, their wide receivers. It's just too much. I just don't see it, Rich.
Hmm. Ed Bouchette, The Athletic Pittsburgh, here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, Brian Flores was on Real Sports last night and basically said he called up Tomlin for advice and wound up getting a job offer within 24 hours. So where do you think that came from, Ed?
Right where it came from. I mean, he probably did ask him, well, I assume he did ask him for, you know, that kind of help and assistance, and you know, and Mike said, hey, you know, we need a linebackers coach, and how about coming here? And they did a deal, and you know, he's got the title of senior assistant defensive coach, whatever that means also. But it's a good landing spot, I think, for him. I think other than maybe getting a head coaching job, it didn't seem that was going to happen, or maybe a defensive coordinator's job somewhere. I didn't see any offers there, so it's a good spot for him. They have a good, you know, Terrell Austin is their coordinator. He's certainly experienced and has been a coordinator in the league and head coaching candidate, and it's a good place. I mean, he can polish up some things and try again maybe next year to get a head coaching job.
And then obviously, you know, with Art Rooney wanting to continue the legacy of his dad with the Rooney Rule, bringing on Brian Flores amidst this lawsuit and being the owner to show that he will not be blackballed entirely out of the league because of it, how much of that played into green lighting, whatever Tomlin had in his mind for Flores?
Rich, knowing Art and knowing them, I would think nothing. I mean, I think it happened the way Mike said it happened. And I don't know that anybody went beyond that and into those kinds of thoughts. And I know those are things everybody's thinking about. You know, hey, the Steelers, bravo for them. But I think they saw an opportunity to get a good coach. And it's been well accepted here.
Well, what about, this can't just be viewed in a vacuum, though, Ed. I mean, my gosh, this is another a coach being brought on who's accusing another member of the NFL of all forms of violations of sportsmanship, gamesmanship, and now an NDA being asked to be signed on top of it. You know, one member hiring that coach would definitely know that he's putting himself into, at the very least, an awkward position at the next owner's meeting, right? Like that never got crossed the mind, you don't think, Ed?
Rich, I think Art Rooney is secure enough in, you know, in his own way that he didn't have to care about any of that stuff, really. I know his dad wouldn't have. And Art's, you know, Art's in his 60s and has been the team president for enough time here. And I really don't think he thought twice of that. And it happened rather quickly. So I don't think there was a lot of thought, you know, how is this going to affect us politically and this, that, and the other thing. I just think They said, he's a good coach. Let's go.
So what is the game plan, do you think, here for the next couple of years, based on what you've been telling me, Ed, is that they're not going to take a big swing at quarterback because either it's not in their DNA or it doesn't make sense with the roster as it currently stands to go ahead and do something like that. And so are they rebuilding? Is this a rebuilding football team in your estimation right now?
They don't like that word.
No, I know. But Ed, I got to be honest with you. For a fan base that hears Mason Rudolph might be their guy after all, everything said and done, and the Bengals just made the Super Bowl, and a big swing isn't either in the offing because there are no draft choices for it or the roster isn't ready for it, and other teams are going to be really aggressive like Washington, like maybe Tampa, and the Steelers would not be on that front, especially since, let me just finish my windup. The Ravens' longstanding general manager and Ozzie Newsome left them the gift of Lamar Jackson going out the door. What else would you call it other than rebuilding? You know,
except Ozzie came back, he's still there. Rich, I don't see them taking the big swing. I could see them taking a check swing, okay, if you will.
Who's that? Like Jimmy G?
Double.
Like Jimmy G? Like that's it? That's the check swing? Would that be
No, I'm talking Minshew, some of those free agent guys mm-hmm. who are around, something like that to bring in, not to anoint as their starter, but to compete.
Right.
I can very much see that. But they're not going to go for Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I just don't see it. I mean, I keep telling people I just saw the odds the other day. Steelers are third in line. Odds to get Aaron Rodgers, 550 to, 550, which means you'd have to bet 100 to win 550. I'd tell them to go the other way. Bet the 550 to win 100 because it ain't going to happen.
You're on that don't pass line? You're on the don't pass line in that one, Ed?
You got it.
Pretty much. Yep. What about Jameis? What about him as an idea? What do you think about him?
Well, he's a free agent, so right. I could see that. You know, I mean, they're not going to give up a lot of capital bringing a big-name quarterback. But if Jameis, and depending on the deal and everything else, I mean, maybe there's some incentives they could add to that, but Jameis might also be other teams might be competing for him too, but I could definitely see someone like that coming in.
Ed Bouchette, thanks for the time. I'd love to reconnect with you post combine leading up to the draft to see what's going on with the Steelers. Thanks for the call.
Anytime.
Appreciate that. That's Ed Bouchette. Read him in The Athletic. I do, you should as well. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Some interesting names in the free agent market, Rich. We talked about Jameis and some of the other guys. Mitchell Trubisky is supposed to be kind of have a hot free agent market.
Let me tell you who Steelers fans won't be happy with. Marcus Mariota. They won't be happy with Gardner Minshew either.
Tyrod Taylor, Gardner Minshew.
Joe Burrow's coming to town. Lamar Jackson's coming to town. And I shouldn't be surprised by this.
Teddy Two Gloves.
I shouldn't be surprised by any of what Ed Bouchette just said. I'm telling you, I've done, what is this, my 18th draft. That's what it is, coming up for NFL Network. Because we didn't cover it gavel to gavel the first year. And the second year,
Was the first year the Rodgers year for you?
Well, the first year we didn't do a darn thing. First year was 2004.
Right.
So that was Big Ben and everybody. Eli, and we kind of came on Total Access. And we, 2005, we did gavel-ish coverage from the LA studio. And I remember we kind of went off the air in the compensatory picks after the first day of the draft, which was the Saturday. And we were off the air getting ready to just close up shop. And that's when Denver chose with one of their compensatory picks, Maurice Claret.
Right.
And we did the old turn the machines back on trading places moment right there. I was one of the Duke brothers turning the machines back on, and we did that. And then the next year we started covering gavel to gavel at the site. At any rate, I've covered a lot of these, and I have in my possession 32 cards, okay? One for each team. NFL research knows this is exactly how I like to handle it. And on that card is every draft choice that the team has coming in. And some teams only have four draft choices because they've traded a bunch away, like, say, the Rams. And some of them have 10, 11 draft choices because they've acquired a bunch of them. And then there's a bunch of trades that get made during the draft. And my card looks like, as I cross out the ones that are traded and then write in the ones that are added, it looks like a scorecard in a 13-inning baseball game. And then there's one where there's just seven draft choices on it, and they're all drafted by the team, and there are no marks on that card because they don't trade them, they don't acquire them. And that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have seven, and they use them all, and that's it. More often than not. So they look around, they're like, we got a ton of cap space, we got draft choices to trade, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it, make the big splash. Maybe they will. But Ed Bouchette knows this team.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And
seem
he knows
convinced.
He's been around, and he knows. Yeah. I mean, his answer about, hey, did Art Rooney think of his dad's legacy when he greenlit hiring Brian Flores, or think about what this might mean when he sees Stephen Ross next? And he's like, no.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He's been kind of, he's been around. He's been there.
He's secure, he's with
good.
His spot.
He's securing his spot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's good.
So then
he's not going anywhere. He doesn't, whatever. It's all good. He's seen him go.
Kind of makes you wonder how the other owners, because you brought that up earlier.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you feel like there's got to be others who are thinking the same way.
Like, I don't know. Or they're all like, yeah, that's Art. Look, brother, all I'm saying is anybody thinking the Steelers are making a big splash, like we were talking about Kyler Murray yesterday. Mm-hmm. Should I send that video to Ed just to laugh at?
Hey, Ed, need a chuckle?
Ed wasn't trying to hear the BS.
Well, it's not BS. I mean, it's out there. And it's possible. The Steelers can take this swing if they want it.
Yeah, but statistically speaking.
And you know who would love it? The fans would love it.
Love it.
Love it. Do you think they want Mason Rudolph coming there and let's see how he does with a 17-game season?
No.
They want to see what Gardner Minshew looks like in black and gold and give him a shot in a 17-game season?
He'd be fun at least.
I know he would be, but... Or do you think they want to take a big swing and say, F them picks.
Yeah.
And go get us somebody and pay Kyler Murray. And pay this guy or pay that guy. Aaron Rodgers wants to come. Who are we to deny him? That's the way I think Steelers fans are thinking right now. But the Steelers behind the closed doors are like, yeah, Mason's our only guy right now, and we're excited to see what's next for him.
Yeah.
So is Dwayne Haskins not under contract? Did I miss this?
No, they got a tender.
He's okay. A free agent, yeah.
They'll bring him in.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'd love to hear from Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
Yeah.
I know a few.
We'll set up our next guest when we come back. Phil Mickelson is not going to be in the Masters as of right now because he's taking a step away from golf. There's still time between now and the Dogwood and the Azaleas, but who knows? That's coming up next.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Man, you want to talk about a fast fall from grace. One, Phil Mickelson is that. I mean, the guy wins the PGA Championship, right? He wins it, and he is, you know, all Mr. pointing and thumbs and guns and everything like that at everybody with his shades, and we're loving the way he's playing, and he's bombing it, you know, 50-year-old man bombing it. And this is also right at the outset of people kind of getting sick and tired of the pandemic, and let's go outdoors and let's all just, it was the first time we saw a bunch of gallery members, like a huge gallery behind him. Remember that? He was coming through the gallery. Remember Brooks Koepka, who was coming off on an injury, is just like, can I walk through this, please? he was the man of the people, Phil Mickelson. And yet another brilliant performance by him on the microphone with him and Brady and Rodgers and DeChambeau in that remarkable made-for-TV event up in Big Sky Country in Montana over the summer. And then I was hearing rumblings about this, really still don't understand what his problem with the PGA Tour is about rights and the ability to use your own video or what have you and not being able to monetize it. And I'm thinking to myself, how much money does this guy need, right? How many yachts can he water ski behind? But okay, I mean, he's trying to fight whatever fight he feels is necessary for his rights, which, as we all talk about here in this country, is your right. And I almost went, what, full Beastie Boys there, right? You got to fight for your right?
Right.
So, and then he then comes this quote from a new book written by Alan Shipnuck, who's been covering golf for decades, about this new Saudi Arabia league that I guess what Greg Norman is behind.
Greg Norman is kind of spearheading.
And has enlisted Phil Mickelson to try and get a bunch of PGA Tour players to leave the PGA Tour and go on this tour that's backed by the Saudi Arabian government. And the quote from him, according to Shipnuck, said that he agreed that hitching his fortunes to Saudi Arabia, I'm quoting here from the book, admitting that this league was nothing more than what he called, quote unquote, sports washing by a brutally repressive regime. The quote is, they're scary to get involved with. We know they killed Khashoggi, who is the Washington Post reporter and U.S. resident that walked into the Saudi embassy in Turkey and then never was seen again. And he said, we know we killed Khashoggi and have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all of this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates. Calling them manipulative, coercive, strong-arm tactics. And I should say that whatever the PGA Tour is, if they are that, it's not even in the same realm of what he was mentioning about the Saudi government.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's kind of like, what are you talking about, Phil?
Like trying to leverage the Saudi government.
What are you talking about? So he puts out a statement yesterday apologizing for the comments, calling them off the record comments, right, and saying he's stepping away from golf. KPMG, a long-time sponsor, said that they're done. Heineken said a relationship with them is now done. And who knows when we're going to see Phil Mickelson next?